Divine Office. Evening Prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
His parents found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions.
Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain?
He who walks without fault. He who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart. He who does not slander with his tongue.
He who does no wrong to his brother. Who casts no slur on his neighbour. Who holds the godless in disdain, but honours those who fear the Lord.
He who keeps his pledge, come what may. Who takes no interest on a loan and accepts no bribes against the innocent. Such a man will stand firm forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
His parents found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions.
The mother of Jesus said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? See how your father and I have been anxiously searching for you."
The mother of Jesus said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? See how your father and I have been anxiously searching for you."
Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth, and the children of the upright are blessed.
Riches and wealth are in his house. His justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just.
The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honor. The just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever.
He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart, he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes.
Open-handed, he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory.
The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth, and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The mother of Jesus said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? See how your father and I have been anxiously searching for you."
Jesus returned with Mary and Joseph to Nazareth. There he lived and was obedient to them.
Jesus returned with Mary and Joseph to Nazareth. There he lived and was obedient to them.
Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations.
Who would dare refuse you honour or the glory due your name, O Lord?
Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus returned with Mary and Joseph to Nazareth. There he lived and was obedient to them.
A reading from the letter to the Colossians. Whatever you do, work at it with your whole being. Do it for the Lord rather than for men, since you know full well you will receive an inheritance from him as your reward. Be slaves of Christ the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The just man shall blossom like the lily.
The just man shall blossom like the lily.
He shall flourish forever in the courts of our God.
Like the lily.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
the just man shall blossom like the lily.
When Jesus began his ministry, he was about 30 years old and was thought to be the son of Joseph.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When Jesus began his ministry, he was about 30 years old and was thought to be the son of Joseph. All fatherhood in heaven and on earth has its origin in God. Let us turn to him and pray.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
All Holy Father, you reveal to Saint Joseph your eternal plan of salvation in Christ.
Deepen our understanding of your Son, true God and true man.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, you feed the birds of the air and clothe the fields with the fruit of the earth.
Give all your children their daily bread, to sustain soul and body.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
Maker of the universe, you have entrusted your creation to our safekeeping.
May all who work receive a just reward for their labors.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
God of all righteousness, you want us all to be like you.
May Saint Joseph inspire us to walk always in your way of holiness.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
Look kindly on the dying and the dead, and grant them your mercy.
Through the intercession of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by Saint Joseph's intercession, your Church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginnings you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.